Case number 10391, Jason Topicher, south of Route 1, 176 feet northwest of Road 276, a special use exception to place two windmills.
Name and address?
Tom Colucci, 38237 Anna B Street, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
Either of those guys can talk? Okay. You swear a firm testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening. We've been in front of you a few times before from Delaware Renewable Energy to talk about windmills, in particularly the SkyStream 3.7. You have passed a variance for several of the systems that we've installed, including for Dale Lomas and Shore Electric on Route 1. The location we're talking about today is another business on Route 1, the Lewis Fish House. It's located, 287 feet north of I think Road 276, if I'm not mistaken. I want to address a few things in particular that have come up before. In particular, it's about the noise that they create and also the look of the windmills themselves. I have a little information I'd like to hand out to you.
Okay.
Mr. Colucci, just for the record, I'd like to clarify, you made reference, we approved variances before this, and this is a special use exception, not a variance.
Oh, I apologize.
That's okay. Different set of requirements.
Probably different. Am I here on the wrong day then? Is that... Thank you.
We do both.
I want to point out one thing in particular. You'll see that there's a fork and a knife there on the picture that I'm handing out from Google Earth. That is the building that we're talking about where the windmills will be located. Give it a few moments just to get down the way. Right in front of the building is Route 1. To the immediate left of the property that we're going to be putting the windmills on is another property owned by the owner of the Lewis Fish House. That's a leased property that he has for a five-year lease. I'd like to also point out that one of the things that we've talked about in the past is the noise that these create. The SkyStream 3.7 is part of the Whisper series, and the reason they call it the Whisper series is it is designed specifically for urban settings. It's designed specifically to be a quiet system. When operating, it is about 50 decibels. I've mentioned before in this forum that 50 decibels is about the level of a normal conversation from about 50 feet away. What I'd like to point out, in the upper right-hand corner, you see that I've included a distance of 147 feet. That is to the building to the lower right-hand corner, which we could probably consider the closest building to the location of one of the windmills that we'll be placing. So it's about 150 feet away. That is also a commercial property as well. Route 1 is also right in front of the property. I would venture to guess, though I have no statistics or information at hand, that a semi-truck driving down Route 1 is going to make significant more noise than a SkyStream 3.7. Finally, I'd also like to point out that right in front of this property is a sign over the highway, and that sign is somewhere between 25 and 30 feet tall. Our windmill will be a few feet taller than that. I believe it's a 42-foot windmill. Just to point out that there is other visual clutter there, if I could use that phrase, for this location. I guess that would answer one of those criteria of would it alter the neighborhood, and I don't believe it will.
Well, and that's why I pointed that out. The standards for granting a special use exception, you just have to show that it won't substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties.
And I don't believe it will. It won't disallow any development nearby. The system would be completely encased within the property, and we would follow all setback requirements. I don't believe it would affect the neighbors as well, being that it is on Route 1. And the affection, I don't know. How it affects their neighbors is generally through noise.
Or if it topples down on top of them, which is one of the other things that has come up, because there were a few that toppled down in the Bethany area during a storm some months ago. How would this be anchored?
Well, the way that we anchored this is with a 6 foot by 6 foot by 6 foot concrete block with, I believe, 8 J bolts, 1 1/4 inch J bolts that are attached into the block. We're part of the Ocean Atlantic organization, and I don't think we want to have any windmills toppling over.
Well, and I'm sure the people that had theirs put up in Bethany didn't expect them to come down either. But yeah. Let me ask you this. I mean, it comes with specifications for anchoring, correct?
Mm-hmm.
One of the things the board required in a previous instance was a certification from an engineer that had been accomplished according to the plans and specifications. Would you be willing to do something like that if requested?
If that was the requirements for it, I would just have to turn to the owner just to make sure that they were comfortable. I wouldn't speak for him. But we would, anytime that you bring in an engineer, obviously the cost will increase for it. So we would prefer to simply follow the rules that have been given to us by the company that manufactures it.
That was what the board required before, a certification from an engineer that had been done according to the specifications, not an independent opinion from the engineer. I think it's just a situation where there's not enough of a track record with these things to satisfy the board that just somebody standing up there saying they're going to be safe is going to be enough. So there's a different, right now there's an extra layer of protection.
And I think one of the reasons that we're requesting that is the type of soil that's down there, you know, 6x6x6 concrete block, if you will. In most soils, I think would stand up well. However, we're looking at different conditions. We're looking at sandy soil, and we'd like to see something from an engineer that would state in the type soil that we have here under the wind conditions that we have that would not be an issue.
Was this recently in Bethany by any chance? I don't recall.
Yeah, I'm not sure if they top. Did they top or they leaned?
Yeah,
I think.
Came out 6 to 8 months ago.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. We'll be sure to be looking into that along with the other organizations in the area, I'm sure.
We may be leaving this hearing open for that purpose.
Sir, what's the purpose of putting two up?
Well, the owner had wanted to put up a larger system, and in order to do that, we'd have to go much higher and much bigger, and we didn't feel that was the right choice to make in that neighborhood. So in order to get the production out of the system that he would be looking for, we decided to go with two.
Is he going to run the plant with that? I mean, run the place with that?
I don't believe it'll run the entire location. I mean, he has some pretty big needs with the air conditioning and refrigeration needs that he has in the fish house, but it'll make a significant dent into it.
Okay. And they are side by side in the front.
Well, they'll be separated. The best you really don't want to put them right next to each other. They'll spoil the wind. So I believe what we're going to attempt to do is put to one on the right hand corner of the building and another one on the left hand corner. Or abouts.
About, yeah.
Within the specifications of the setback, which we hope the building is part of, you know, within the setback.
Okay. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Whitman?
No.
Mr. Edson?
No.
Mr. Mills? Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
3 and 4 in the back.
How many? 4?
4.
Okay.
They're all green.
Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Okay. Chair hearing none. I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we leave the public hearing open for the purpose of the applicant to report back with a manufacturer's engineering approval, if you will, a certification otherwise, that in the type of soil this structure would be sufficiently secured with the proposed base.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we leave case number 10,391 open so that you can get back with the engineering or want to let us know the type of soil that the base of this would stand in.
Should we assume that going forward that that's what we're going to be required to do, so we should bring that with us? Excellent. Thank you.
Think so. Okay, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion so carried. Okay. Thank you, sir. Leave this one open.